The spiritual quest. The quest of the overself is none other than the final stage of mankind's long pursuit of happiness. It is a work upon himself, his character and outlook, his knowledge and capacity, but especially is it a work upon his faculty of attention, his control of thought, his delicate awareness. Man begins his search for the highest truth with his ego and rises to its higher and higher levels. But in the end, he must leave the ego if the truth is to be found. The manner of finding truth is such that he must leave the ego's limitations and look to its origin, its universal source. What he must do is to renounce the ego with all its pride, its greed and passion, and learn to understand his dependence on the overself. There is nothing more important in life than the quest. And the time will come when the student discovers that there is nothing more enjoyable as well. This is inevitable in a quest whose essential nature is one of infinite harmony and unbroken peace. No worldly object, person, or pleasure can ever bestow the satisfaction experienced in uniting with the overself. If one sticks to the quest, come what may, he can be certain that his perseverance will eventually bring results. Some of the metaphysical studies and mystical exercises seem hard at first, but if one persists with them, the time will surely come when much which was hitherto obscure will suddenly become brilliantly clear and meaningful in a single instant before his eyes. Everything that helps one to become more aware of the existence of something higher than his personal self, and every experience that induces him to aspire towards a more spiritual life, should be cultivated. To make progress inwardly is ultimately all that matters. Everything else passes except the fruit of our spiritual efforts. Those who have found their way to this path leave forever behind them their aimless wanderings of the past.